child abuse.
Writer Karen Anderson.
Before I became a parent, I was sure that people who abused their children were other kinds of people. I couldn't imagine harming a child and was confident I never would. Then my daughter was born, and I was flung into a brand new world of joy and worry and wakefulness. Sarah was a beautiful baby, and I felt awed to be a mother. I also felt exhausted and overwhelmed. One bright October afternoon, when Sarah was about 6 weeks old, I strapped her into the baby carrier snug against my chest and set out for a walk. But halfway down the block, Sarah started to cry and wouldn't stop. Finally, I gave up and returned home, feeling hugely disappointed. Feeling furious, in fact, that she had spoiled my afternoon, and I plunked her down in her crib where she kept right on crying. Suddenly, I could imagine pushing a pillow against her screaming mouth, and I ran from the room, terrified by my own rage. Standing in the hallway, I began to sob, full of shame and despair. People who abused their children weren't other kinds of people. They were me. When I finally stopped crying, I noticed that Sarah was quiet too, and I went in to pick her up, to hold her close.